This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
I'm Christine Wong.
With you for another half an hour or so. The question we're asking is, what is your biggest concern about delivery services during the MCO? We'll get to some feedback in a couple of minutes. Before that, though, we have a quick update at break from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of Arvind Yuvraj.
Yeah, so it ended the morning up by 0.36% by 1,327 points. Active stocks include Mindtech Resources Berhad, Bumi Armada Berhad, and Valesto Energy Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.3 against the US dollar, 4.7 against the euro, and 2.6 against the Aussie dollar.
Thank you, Arv. Before we move on to our next story, we got some feedback regarding the question. Over to Instagram.
Yeah, so Sid Manon has said that the delivery services should be extended to 12 a.m., which honestly, I'm inclined to agree with.
We have an anonymous message here over on WhatsApp. Biggest concerns for delivery are A, hygiene, B, contribution to more solid waste because of all the packaging and pollution from the transportation involved, and C, cost. I buy local, walk or short drive to the nearest coffee shop with my own containers and bags. Malaysians are spoilt. In the UK, F&B outlets are closed and there's no food deliveries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Moving on to story number two about how some fashion brands are stepping up. Of course, I mentioned earlier, stores are closed, runway shows are cancelled, global supply chains are disrupted. Much of the fashion industry has been rendered idle by the coronavirus pandemic. Now designers, luxury labels and fashion conglomerates are all stepping up to help overcome shortages of masks and other personal protective equipment, the PPEs, of course, in some of the hardest hit countries. We've seen a whole bunch of NGOs come forward and volunteers help out with this. Of course, now the fashion brands who already have some of these supply chains in place and already have the ways and means of creating stuff are helping out.
Yeah, so in the US, where health officials have warned that stockpiles of medical equipment may be insufficient despite manufacturers ramping up production, some medical workers have been forced to reuse masks between patients and even make their own. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said took his appeal for assistance in the country's worst-hit state to Twitter. He wrote that we need companies to be creative to supply the crucial gear our healthcare workers need right now.
And I'm happy to say that his call was answered with offers to retool production and put sewing teams and unused resources to good use. One of the first persons to respond was designer and Project Runway alumni Christian Siriano. He tweeted, "If at NYGov Cuomo says we need masks, my team will help make some. I have a full sewing team still on staff working from home that can help." It is in Europe, however, that the most substantial offers have emerged, with some of the world's biggest fashion companies throwing their weight behind PPE production. Two of the continent's giants, H&M and Inditex, Zara's parent company, have both committed to gearing their sizable operations toward medical supplies.
The French luxury conglomerate Kering announced that two of their brands, Balenciaga and Yves Saint Laurent, are preparing to manufacture COVID masks. The group have also committed to acquiring 3 million masks from China for French health service, whilst their largest brand, Gucci, they're looking to make and donate 1.1 million masks and 55,000 medical overalls to authorities in hard-hit Italy. The question is, though, you know, are they effective? Mm-hmm. Most of these firms are offering to produce these PPEs in recent days have specified that their output is intended to help medical workers and first responders, but few have outlined in how or even if their creations will meet strict medical requirements.
So the health officials usually recommend the use of an N95 mask, which can filter out 95% of airborne particles through America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, and has now said that other filtering face piece respirators or FFRs are acceptable in terms of shortage. So given the severity of shortages around the world, however, something may be better than than nothing. Also, perfume makers and distilleries are among the businesses that have retooled their facilities to produce hand sanitizers, which has also been in short supply.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as we said, we've seen a whole bunch of these people here as well. In fact, I think you might have an interview next week you have with Mareka, who are...
Makerspace, yeah. So they've sort of like flipped their space to start producing masks using 3D printers.
Excellent stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, short break coming up. We've got music from Duffy with Tainted Love here on BFM. If you'd like to contribute, don't forget about what your biggest concern about delivery services are during the MCO. Please do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 01878988899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Short break. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.